Hey, good day, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. This is Dan Young, your host here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And today, episode 208, we catch up with Sarah Adamo. Sarah is the proud mother of seven children that she had, five of which at home, delivered by her late husband, Jacob. Jacob was the author of two books on interpersonal relationships, and they both speak publicly on the same subject. After her husband's sudden passing in April of 2018, Sarah picked up his baton and continues with his message of better communication through understanding the unique characteristics of each personality and blending them to achieve a more balanced relationship. So, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, episode 208 of Total Wellness Radio. Good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. As always, we bring you practitioners from around the world with amazing stories who have made amazing contributions. And today it kind of hits close to home for me. This is almost like a family reunion here. Right in my office at my desk here today, I have a young lady that her name is Sarah Adamo, and her family and mine have crossed paths for a number of years. And thank you so much for taking time to be on this episode.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. This is going to be fun.
I know, this is funny staring across at you.
I know. I normally never get to do it this way, as far as like having somebody right here. It's always by Zoom or,
on the phone.
Yeah, so this is so much better. I love this. Well, for those of you who haven't had a chance to kind of maybe tune into some past episodes of Total Wellness Radio, our format's very, very simple. I always have believed and have proven through multiple interviews that people have stories. They have a backstory. There's something like a catalyst or an event, something took place that put them on a path to natural wellness, be it their own health, maybe a loved one, some kind of experiences caused them to look at life differently and seek different options. And so that's always my first question is, what put Sarah on a path to natural health?
Well, I would say it started back in high school. I am a vaccine injury patient, and that went through high school and college into my early marriage. I got pregnant, and of course when you're pregnant, there's not a whole lot of drugs that you can take when you're pregnant.
Sure.
So that kind of started my journey into alternative therapies. We started with food, learning about whole grains and raw milk. That was kind of the entry. Dr. Mercola was just coming onto the scene with, you know, removing the phthalates and the Teflon and all that stuff. So I started cleaning out my house of plastics and removing Teflon and whole foods, and so we transitioned into that lifestyle. Everyone looked at me like I was kind of weird, but I was like, you know what? It's worth it. I don't want to be living like this any longer.
Yeah.
And so that has since transitioned over the years to I'm now gluten and dairy free, not because I don't believe in eating gluten or dairy. I absolutely love cheesecake and ice cream.
Sure.
But my body and my inflammation say no. So I've kind of gone that direction, and I've kind of just, once you start down that path, you start reading more and learning more and just meeting people that are teaching about alternative therapies, and you kind of just go down that road. So that's where I got started.
It's almost like the scene in The Matrix. I don't know why this keeps coming up in interviews, but it's like, you know, the blue pill or the red pill, right?
Yes.
And so it's like we were saved. We were willing to pay the price to embrace reality and come out from under the, you know, the delusion that is so unfortunately masterfully perpetuated in this country about health.
Oh, definitely.
And start embracing real truth.
Yes.
Right? About what is possible and what we can do and what's been around for 215 generations of recorded history that's natural, non-invasive, non-toxic, no side effects, and you can restore and maintain optimum health.
Yes, and you can do it without coffee.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So you are with Young Living, correct?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. How long have you been with Young Living?
7 years this year.
Okay.
I got in it to save money. That was my whole reason for joining.
Yeah.
Cheaper, you know, when you
get good products at a better price.
Yes. When you have, I think we had five kids at the time.
Yeah.
That was important to me. And the oils kind of took on a life of their own and allowed me to have that what's the word I'm looking for? Confidence, maybe, as a mom in making decisions for my children without running to the emergency room for every little runny nose.
Yeah.
And taking care of things at home. And it kind of grew from there. I started sharing, and it's turned into a business, which praise the Lord for that.
Yeah.
Because who knew that last year my husband would pass away and I would be the sole income earner for my family.
Wow.
So it's taken me to a point where I can provide for my family. And the other amazing thing that the oils have done is they have helped me emotionally speaking over this last year to really just walk through the emotions that you walk through and that kind of loss and do it in a way that's healthy to your body and not hurting you as you're going through the process. So I'm not running from my grief, you know, or I'm not working out like crazy and hurting myself. I'm just able to allow those to come out of me naturally and go through it.
Sounds like it's been a very empowering experience.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's a very good
one. In more ways than one. Not just emotional, but maybe some spiritual support as well as financial. I mean, they're all connected.
Oh, totally.
I mean, you can't ignore one. Just focus. Like you said, I can't just go to the gym and beat myself to death and expect that all that's going to do is create more stress physically.
And then have a donut.
And then have a donut and coffee. So that's just classic. So you've been doing this for 7 years. It's worked into more of a career than a hobby, sounds like.
Yes,
a real business. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier before we got on the podcast that you're going to be speaking internationally.
Yes.
In Canada.
Yes.
Okay. Well, share with our listeners some of that.
So I'll be speaking outside Toronto. So after my husband passed, I had some people come to me and ask me, would you be willing to speak? And there's a couple different topics that I speak on, personality colors, and I speak on grief and addiction, and I talk on oils, of course.
Sure.
And so initially, I was like, yeah, public speaking is not my thing. Like, number one fear, not happening ever. And then I, you know, last year I said, here I am, Lord, send me. And I will go where you ask me to. And first thing that happens is I get a phone call. Would you like to speak at an event? I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah, right.
That's like the last.
We hope you meant that comment, Sarah, because now the universe is going to come together. Yeah. So, okay, we're going to bring her in.
Exactly. Are you sure that's what you meant? So I've spoken to, you know, a group of 500, and I've found that I actually really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And getting to connect with people and the stories that I hear afterwards of just the way that our story has impacted their story has been mind-blowing.
Yeah.
And so initially, I was just praying, God, if you could just allow our story to impact one person's life, like that would make the pain that we're having to go through just palatable.
Yeah.
But it's been so many more than one. And so anytime someone asks me to come speak, if it's in my schedule, I do it. So,
You know, I read somewhere once that somebody wrote, our past experiences properly presented to others can divert misery and death for them.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And that is, I think, exactly when I hear you say that, that's what I'm reminded of.
Yeah.
Is that when we're willing to expose or maybe bring on display our pain or our fears or our experiences and then present that properly to another human being, even though it makes us maybe we're in vulnerable mode. And when we do that, when we're willing to do that, it actually has that kind of impact for other people. It can help divert that for them. So,
well, that's what I hear you saying. Well, a team member of mine, a year and a half ago, lost her husband, and she walked out her grief on Instagram. She was the same age as me.
Wow.
And Jacob and I would read her posts, and we would cry together, and just, how horrible is that? And I even said, I can never do that.
Wow.
Don't say that stuff.
Yeah, never say never.
Never say never.
You get tagged. You get tagged.
It's like, ding.
Yep.
But so this past year, people just kept asking me questions about what had happened. And so I just started putting out what I was walking through on Instagram and Facebook, and just the response has been overwhelming.
Yep.
And it's funny that, you know, you found me on Instagram when you knew me in real life.
Right. I know.
And you're like, hey, so yeah, just that walking that out and, just finding ways to take what I'm doing and twist it and turn it into good, because there's good in everything.
Yep.
And when you can look for God in what you're going through, you can find that even in the worst circumstances, there's hope.
Yep.
Hope in Jesus Christ. And that's what I try to draw from. There's so many people who complain all the time but never offer a solution.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that person because I have that solution. I found that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how people walk through life without it.
You know, it's my perspective is, and this is just one person's point of view, but I run into so many people that the game of life that they're playing is what if.
Mm-hmm.
When they should be playing, let's find out.
Yeah.
So the game is, well, what if this happens? And what if that happens? And what if this doesn't plan out? And what if that costs too much? Or what if this doesn't material, you know? And they start playing the what if game, and they never take action on let's find out, let's have our experience, let's modify, you know, and experience. So many people are walking around, they don't even experience life.
Yeah.
They're not experiencing life.
Yeah, because there's fear, too much fear holding them back.
Yeah. So let's talk about your current career activities. What do you love best about, what's most exciting about your current career now that it's actually worked into a career?
Yes.
And a speaking career along with that. So,
I think honestly helping people is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Way back when I was a barista in Starbucks, my favorite job was called the job of expediter. And the job of expediter, it was your job to come behind others and help them do better at whatever their job was.
Yep.
And I have found that I really enjoy doing that with people, whether it's with oils or encouraging them through grief or pointing them in a hopeful direction.
Yeah.
That is what fuels me and what keeps me going, is knowing that I am helping people and I'm making a difference.
Yeah. So again, your words sparked me to comment, servant leadership. That's what I hear when you just share that.
Yeah.
It's what you're describing. I mean, really, it's servant leadership. I mean, I got a friend of mine who's a trial attorney for malpractice. Very well known in the region. And I was asking him one time when I first met him, I said, what do you do for a living? He says, well, he says, that's a good question. He says, you ever seen the Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon? And there's the parade going by, and everyone's singing, and the music's playing, and the confetti's flying. And at the end of that cartoon, there's this little guy with this mop and the broom and the sweep, and he's cleaning up the mess after everybody. I said, yeah, I remember that cartoon. He said, I'm the little guy with the broom. So when after everyone's had all their fun, and everyone's had all their accolades, and they're just playing around and not doing things that they should be, I get to come in and sweep up the mess. And that translated to me about, okay, I'm the person that gets to share leadership through being servant to them, but it's actually based on helping them clean up the mess and face reality.
Yeah.
And here's the truth.
Yeah.
Here's the truth of all that playing that you've done. Like when it comes from my perspective of helping people rebuild or restore or repair their health, well, before you can really do that, you need to know how you contributed to it falling apart to begin with.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to have a spotlight.
So I'm going
to
help you put the broom in your hand and you're going to clean up your mess, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways, but servant leadership is definitely echoed in your words. I love that.
Yes.
What do you find to be like one of the most challenging aspects of what you do work-wise?
Time management.
Yeah. Welcome to Dan's world.
Well, you know, as a mom of seven and...
Wow, that's so amazing.
And we homeschool and, you know, so just finding time for all the things. And I gotta say, balance is a myth. There's no such thing as balance.
No such thing.
No, you're either in something or you're not, you know. Yeah. Better to be all in whatever it is you're doing one at a time than trying to do multiple things at once.
Yep.
So trying to be present in each thing has probably been my most challenging.
Yep.
Like when I'm with my kids, I need to be present with my kids, not
yep.
thinking about work.
Yep.
And when I'm with work, I need to not be thinking about my kids.
Yeah.
And that's hard, especially when you work from home and your kids are there.
Yep. It's a real thing to create harmony, not balance.
Yes.
It's harmony.
Yes.
That's a good point. That buzzword, I was talking to a guy a while back, and the buzzword is this work-life balance, you know?
Yeah.
And I unfortunately spend too much time on social media, but I thank God I have a really good filter, and like 98.8% of it just goes right over my head. It doesn't go in, you know, doesn't even go in one ear and out the other. It just doesn't come in. And the buzz phrase is work-life balance. There's no such thing, people.
No.
You create harmony by having priorities right in your life,
yes.
period. We all have the same 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. We all have the same time. It's where am I investing my choices to make that time as valuable as possible. You know, it's tragic, and you're right. You can be on the couch sitting with your kids, but if you're on your phone, you're not there.
No.
Or them on their doing whatever. Doing, I mean, yeah. So yeah, that's huge. It's harmony. Work-life harmony is what I
think you're... Mom, I can write a book.
Yeah. Another one.
Another one in your free time.
Got so many... So when you talk about people about your Young Living business, is it product driven, service driven, education? I mean, kind of give our listeners a little viewpoint of what that looks like, how you deliver that to your clients.
So I like to share my story of how Young Living has helped me, because I want them to see a real picture view of what's possible. I mean, I could run down a list of this oil does that and this oil does this. And
sure.
That's just, you know, it's not really helpful.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if they don't have any of those problems, then, you know, what good is that to them? It's just wasted time and energy.
Yeah.
So after, you know, sharing my story, when they're interested, then I want to dig into them and find out, where are you lacking?
Yeah.
Where can I come alongside you and help? Is it, do you need a product to help you? Or do you need a community of people to come alongside you and support you as you make these changes?
Yeah.
Or are you looking for, you know, a side hobby, or maybe replacing an income altogether? Like, these are all possibilities.
Yep.
But unless you really listen to the person you're talking to, you could be shooting in the wrong direction.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And they can fundamentally be having entirely different communication than you are. I mean, you might
have,
if you're, you know, if you got this agenda that you want to lay out and they actually are way over here, well, we don't know that unless we ask the right questions.
Exactly.
And probe into what it is that they're looking for. So,
yeah. So you have to meet them where they're at and then kind of go from there.
Do you do a lot of online stuff, or is it mostly like together in classes, like as groups? How do you deliver?
My team stuff is all done online,
okay.
Facebook groups and stuff. But reaching out for me has always been one-on-one. I'm not the throw a post out on Facebook or Instagram and have 100 people sign up, you know?
Right.
It's more, let's build a relationship, let's find out what you need, and let's help you.
Yeah.
And then let's get you going on that journey and know that you're not alone, and know that there's lots of options out there for you, and it's easy.
Yeah. But it's a great approach.
Yes.
Great approach. One of the things that I've always been reminded of and very blessed by is the fact that I've known a lot of really great people that I could feel like I stand on the shoulders of great, you know, giants, so to speak, in industry and business.
Yes.
That kind of paved the way, right? That made it possible for us to do what we get to do and love.
Totally.
And so in this part of the interview, I like to have you kind of, you know, give some kudos where kudos are due. Maybe there's some people you want to mention, mom, dad, or, you know, obviously your relationship with God, I know, is extremely important to you, you know, and as it should be. And so, but, you know, kind of mention some of those, the people that have influenced you, you know, on this path.
I think my faith comes first. Obviously, it's foundational to everything that I do. And that came from my parents.
Yeah.
I grew up in a Christian family, and my parents have always been extremely supportive. It's why I live in Tennessee. That my dad wrote me a 3-page paper of why I needed to move there.
Wow. Cool.
And you know, he said, you know, with Jacob gone, you know, and it's just on you, we want to be here to support you in any way that we can.
Yeah.
And so my parents now live in my driveway in an RV. And
very nice.
They're
very
on
nice.
Premise 24/7. So I have, you know, live-in babysitter.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But they're getting to invest in their grandchildren, and that just
makes it so
awesome and beautiful. So they're probably my first. Someone from history, Laura Ingalls, has always been an inspiration to me. Her story, just her pioneer spirit, I think I share that.
Yeah.
And to me, my dad has always been Pa Ingalls. He gets itchy feet and he goes places.
Yeah.
That's probably why they wanted to live in an RV. I don't know.
In your driveway.
Yeah, in my driveway. Well, they can move it anytime they want.
That's classic.
But,
That's classic.
You know, she was a strong woman who lived through a lot of adversity and just shared her story. And we got to go to her house last summer and see it. And one of the ladies who worked at the museum was old enough to have known her in person.
Wow.
And she said, till the day she died, Laura never understood why people wanted to meet her.
Wow.
Just that kind of humility was just like, wow, that's amazing. Yeah. But as far as in my industry, I mean, I wouldn't be here without pioneers like Gary Young.
Yeah.
And, you know, people in Europe who discovered essential oils and just made herbalism easy.
Yep.
And I'm so grateful for those people and all the work that they have put in.
Yeah.
And for, we call it Team Young Living. So in Young Living, there's lots of different teams.
Sure.
But when Jacob went into the hospital last year, everybody came together as one team. And in a matter of 24 hours, we had 20,000 people in a Facebook group all wanting to know how he was doing. So I would go live every single day with an update.
Yeah.
And just the love and support that came out of that was just mind-boggling.
Yeah. It's family.
So, yes, it was truly family. And so I jokingly tell people, I'm like, you'll come for the oils, but you'll stay for the family.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that's where it's at.
That's so cool.
So,
gosh, that's amazing. The oils themselves, and they have some amazing properties, amazing, you know, the responses in the body that you can get from these things. Can you share, like, in a general way, some of the, like, some really cool client wins, like people's experiences with some of the...
So technically speaking, I can only speak to my own story.
Right.
Because of lovely regulations.
Yeah.
But we've seen some amazing things on our team. And I like to tell people that oils don't heal anything.
Yeah.
Oils go alongside with your body and your body heals itself when you put the right things in it.
100%.
So when you're eating right, your oils are going to work better. When you are living in a toxin-free home, your oils are going to work better.
Yeah.
When you are in a positive, happy environment, your oils are going to work better.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, yes. And same goes with food absorption, everything natural. Yep. I mean, you're sitting here just nodding like, yep, yep, yep.
Well, it's so true. You know, when people hear this from me all the time, I mean, people that come here to the clinic, they've listened to this stuff. I've been regurgitating this stuff for 20 years. And I think that's one of the reasons I started the podcast. I want other people saying...
Yeah, see, it's not just me.
Yeah, it's not just me. I'm not, it's, you know, because when you're a part of a large group, well, then you're one of the experts, right? But if you're the only guy in town talking about this stuff to the degree, well, now you're a pitch man.
Salesman.
Yeah, the witch doctor on Logan, you know, go see that guy. So what are some of your goals and directions for the future? I know that Jacob had written a couple of books.
Yes, he did.
And you mentioned before we started the recording that you're working on a third in the series.
Yes.
So share with that with our listeners, because that's some empowering work there.
So he wrote on interpersonality communication and specific to the colors to kind of just get people in a simple way to understand how to communicate more effectively with each other. And so he wrote a second one, which answers all the questions that you would have from the first book. So you're like, oh, okay, I getcha. Well, he had mentioned coming out with one on parenting, so specifically parenting to the personality of your child. Not that your child's in a particular personality box, but that some things are going to work better for some children than others.
100%.
And if you can start tailoring that to them at an early age, you're going to have better luck with your parenting.
Mm-hmm.
So I am writing a book on colors and parenting. So parenting. I don't have a title.
Parenting with Purpose.
Yes, there we go.
Well, I mean, you've
put
got
the colors in somewhere.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like you've got seven children.
Yes, I do.
You do not interact with every one of them exactly identically the same. I've only got three. The reason Stacey and I had three is because we didn't want four. No, I'm just, and you got to meet my youngest, right?
Yes.
And then the grandbaby today. Yes. And, you know, the things that I did with Rachel and her older brother, the oldest one is Michael. We didn't do any of that with Liam. Liam was my wild child. I mean, this kid, he had hide on his keister like the knees on a goat. I mean, he really was challenging. And you know, one of the best things that ever happened for us as parents, and then it obviously poured into our children, was going through Growing Kids God's Way.
Oh, okay.
That was the best course that we could have done in 97, 98, 99, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
When these guys were itty-bitty diaper stage, thank you, God, that we got exposed to that. And we went through that course, and it really made a huge difference in terms of, you know, communication and even disciplining properly and and all that stuff. It just made a huge difference. So, so I'm excited to read the next version of that. But seven kids, what are their ages?
Okay, so the oldest is 15, yeah, all the way down to the youngest will be 3 next month.
Wow.
So, yes.
Amazing.
And 4 boys and 3 girls.
Got your own basketball
team. Yes, I do. I'm just going to get that littlest one to get her
your jump shot's not good there yet.
No,
So beyond that, what other goals and things are you going to have? What directions are you going in?
So I'd also like to be putting out a book on grief, kind of compiling all of my posts in one place. I've had so many people tell me, are you saving these? You need to put them in a book. And I'm like, yes, that's the goal. But I don't feel I'm at a place yet where I can do that because I'd like to have it, I like to say wrapped up, but I know that's not ever going to happen.
Sure.
Just because grief is not something that you're done with. It's,
right.
It becomes a part of you and is a process.
Sure.
But just a little further down the road. So kind of that and growing my business to bigger heights. I'd like to take my whole troop international.
Yeah.
It's I love traveling.
Sure.
And so taking them to see the world is one of my big goals.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So,
starting in Canada.
Yeah, starting in Canada. What is it, a conference?
It is a Young Living event.
Okay.
And I am speaking on the colors.
Good
so,
for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When is that?
It is, August.
Oh, it's just around the corner.
The second Saturday in August.
Oh, wow. So the 10th.
Outside Toronto.
10th of August.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
10th of August, you'll be in Canada, and I'll be in Bozeman, Montana, working with Dr. Jeff Cameron's office on helping his business grow. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
So, servant leadership.
Yes. Exactly. Empowering others.
100%. 100%. As we get ready to kind of wrap this up a little bit, I still have a couple more questions I want to make sure we get for our listeners. If there's one piece of advice, and you touch on two different aspects by being here. One is, a successful woman in business, self-employed,
mm-hmm.
right, with Young Living. And then the other, a mom of 7 who has also faced the challenges of the loss of her husband.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one piece of advice that you'd like to share on either, maybe one on each even, what would that piece of advice be for our listeners?
Give yourself grace.
Mm.
Because so many of us play the comparison game. You know, we compare our real life to everyone else's highlight reel on social media.
Yep.
And when you do that too often, it's heavy and it gets ugly. Yeah. And then you feel like you're just not doing a good job. And ask questions. I mean, I ask my kids all the time, am I doing a good job? Is
get
there
feedback.
Something
That's awesome.
That, yes,
yeah.
get feedback. Is there something that I could be doing as your mother that would make you feel more loved?
Yeah.
And it's funny sometimes the things that they'll say to you.
Yeah.
Well, I feel loved when you do X, Y, Z. And you're like, really?
That's so cool.
I never would have thought of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that, just keeping perspective and being
yep.
present and knowing that it's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to get there if you
it's
don't
a marathon.
Stop.
It's a marathon.
Yes, exactly.
It's
Yes, so one, prepare your body with what you're putting into it. So, so important. I know you talk about this all the time, but what you
Broken
put
record.
In matters.
Yeah.
And if you really want to be doing true self-care, then you need to be caring for your body in the way it was created to live.
Yeah.
And I mean, why have I been able to walk this out? Why can I be a mom of 7 and a businesswoman? Well, I'm very intentional about what I put in my body.
Yep.
And, I'm very careful with the foods that I choose.
Mm-hmm.
Same with my kids. I want them to grow up in an environment where I don't have to feel regret later that I didn't do a good job. And so
important.
Just grace in all that you
yeah.
do, really.
Yeah. And I encourage listeners to look up the word grace if they really fully don't understand what it means, because it might mean something that you're not quite in tune with.
Yes.
Yeah. Grace is an amazing word. So we'll leave that to the listeners to look it up. As we get ready to wrap this up, what is the very best way for people to get in touch with you?
Probably either on Facebook or Instagram. So you can find me on Facebook, Sarah Adamo. You can't really show a picture on an audio.
I know, right?
But let's see. The header has to do with colors, and you see my kids in there. Anyone? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're going to get a picture with you and me in the book here in a minute. That's going to be the graphic. We'll put that up there.
But yeah, and then on Instagram, it's how, the number 2, live natural. And
nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And yeah.
SarahAdamo.com.
Yes, and SarahAdamo.com.
It's SarahAdamo.
Yep, that's right. Super easy.
Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. Well, I know you're busy. Thanks for stopping by.
Just happen to be in Wyoming.
Well, thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. Promise me we'll do it again sometime.
Yes, for sure. Awesome.
Well, everybody, for Sarah Adamo, this is Dan Young. Thank you so much for making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Jed Adamson from Twin Falls, Idaho. I'm the founder of Holistic Health Wellness Center, and you are listening to Total Wellness Radio.
Total Wellness Radio for the past 3 years and over 200 episodes has been thrilled to bring you, the listener, interviews with practitioners from around the world. These practitioners practice non-invasive, non-toxic, non-habit-forming approaches for people dealing with all types of chronic illness and to move them away from the pharmaceutically driven merry-go-round of limited results and frustration and high cost into achieving optimum health in a natural, non-invasive way. So thank you for making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day. We look forward to being with you for many years to come.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.